Good morning and welcome. Our prelude this morning will be Sing My Sorrow Away by Joyce Poley, performed by the Prairie Choir, directed by Barb Park, and accompanied by Tuppence Vandevarst. Good morning and welcome everyone to Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society. Whether you're connecting via Zoom or here in person, we are one united community. My name is Ken Skog. My pronouns are he and him. I've been a member for Prairie for 39 years. It'll be 40 years next April. We welcome you this morning, this day, this opportunity to be together in a community, which is a time of joy, comfort, and sometimes challenges. This Unitarian Universalist congregation is a place where we come to learn more about being human. We're not here because we've figured out life's questions or because we think we've got it right. We come here to learn more about being in relationship together, how to listen, how to forgive, how to be vulnerable, and how to create trust and compassion in one another. If this is your first time here, you've chosen a unique week, one of two unique weeks in the Pray calendar, because today we'll have only a few elements of our usual service, and the majority of our time will be spent in a parish meeting. Our chalice lighting this morning will be done by Judy Lazarus.
The chalice lit among us is a beacon of hope in a world of crisis, a beacon of possibility made manifest in community, a beacon of warmth through our interconnections, a beacon of light illuminating our shared wisdom, a beacon of connection by our being together.
We have a few announcements. Well, next Sunday, I'll be giving a presentation about the Citizens Climate Lobby, particularly about their strategy and why there's a possibility for it being effective even in times of political division. Also next Sunday, we'll have a potluck following our service. And after the service and the potluck, the Humanist Union will have a meeting in the annex. Pray member John Wonderland will present a discussion of astronomical scale and distance, followed by his journey into astrophotography. There may be additional announcements in the order of service, or there are more announcements in the order of service, and also in the news email that went out, our weekly news that went out by email. As a caring community, we now take time to briefly share special joys, sorrows, or personal concerns with our prairie friends. Also, we invite guests and visitors to introduce themselves during this time. There is a visitor form in the back pocket of most chairs, which you may fill out and return to the welcome table by the front door. I'll light one additional candle for all of the unspoken joys and concerns. Thank you to Nancy for preparing all of these materials for the meeting, all the handouts you received, and all of the materials that I'm using. She had these all prepared for me. And in the
where are the materials?
Renee, are there more handouts, Renee? Or yes, there are more materials.
Okay. Yes, the budget has
we will
been
also
printed.
We'll be displaying things well. On yes. The screen. The budget will be on the screen.
We have some printed of the budget, so if you raise your hand, that's why you printed some. But we didn't print 60. We're trying to save trees, so not everyone gets one. But if you want a printed budget, Nancy, raise your hand right now. Nancy will come around and give you a printed budget. We also have printed the committee report summaries too.
So let me open by saying others have indicated some gratitudes. I'd like to express my gratitude for all of the people who have contributed to Prairie over this past year, everybody who served on the board, served on any committee, anybody who's helped any activity of any of the committees or any activity of Prairies, who's brought dishes to a potluck, who's helped organize any of the groups we have, the women's group, the men's group, the gaming group, any groups I'm not mentioning. I appreciate all of your efforts. It is the reason that Prairie has been so successful for more than 50 years. It's the participation and the contributions of everyone. So I appreciate that, and I'm very grateful for that to all of you. So now I'll call the meeting to order. The first two items of business are to vote for the approval of the spring parish minutes, which were sent out in the announcement for this meeting. So may I have a motion to approve the spring parish minutes? Okay, Mary moves, and second from Rosemary. All those in favor of approving the spring parish minutes from May 19th, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. And then we had a special parish meeting just this last November 12th to approve the hiring of our new pastoral minister. And we had minutes from that meeting. And I'd like to request a motion that we approve those minutes. Mary?
Second.
And Evan, seconds. So all those in favor of approving the November 12th minutes, aye?
Aye. And then hold, because we're going to also do the aye at the same time on Zoom, right? So they're counting on Zoom to make sure people are doing.
Okay.
So give it a little bit extra time so we can
Zoom. Okay, so we'll pause. So
just pause a minute.
Do we need to go back to do the...
I don't think we have to go back. I don't think for minutes.
All right, so we're voting on the November 12th. Approving the November 12th parish meeting minutes.
Do like a thumbs up, John, when you're good to go for like the next one.
So we're still counting, or we're still looking for the eyes on Zoom. I'm looking to John to give me an okay.
The joys of hybrid meetings.
John gives me an okay. All those opposed in the room? All those opposed on Zoom? John's checking. John says we're good. I assume that means none.
And then abstention, too.
Okay, pardon?
Abstention. You have to call for abstention.
Oh, any abstentions on approving the minutes for the 12th. Yes, we'll get this right.
I mean, it probably won't be, but
never mind. Okay, good. What I neglected to check previously, but I know to make sure that everything we've done okay is so far, I wanted to double check that we had a quorum. So we sent around a sign-up sheet. Do we have 30 people, at least 33
yeah.
people who
yeah,
signed
we're
up?
Good. Yep.
Okay, we're good. We have a quorum.
I'm gonna put the screen down for finance okay. then. Yeah.
So the next item of business is to consider the proposed budget for Prairie for year 2025. And Chris Porter is going to come up and tell us about the budget that the board is proposing for 2025.
I'm Chris Porter, she, her. They're gonna display a summary of the budget up here, but some of you have already looked at it. Our pledge goal is $148,000, and we have not met that goal yet. I'm still hoping to get we had said $158,000, and I just don't think we're going to reach that far. But I'm hoping that we get a few more pledges yet so that we hit $148,000. And in doing that, we are going to be asking, the budget is we're hoping to raise $201,000. That's what our expenses are. And mainly, I just want to ask if you have questions about specific items in the budget or anything. I'm willing to take.
Can we see the next slide, please?
Next slide.
So this kind of is a breakdown of a summary. It doesn't list each individual line, but it gives you an idea of payroll expenses, our ministry, minister, housing and property, you know, and then going down the line for the, that's a summary of our budget. And then this is over on this side, this is our what we're, where we're hoping our money comes from, and we are asking permission to use like $16,000 of reserves if necessary.
Okay, so you have to talk into a mic because people on Zoom will not hear you. So raise your hand, and even in the room. So raise your hand, and I or someone else will bring a mic around.
Thank you. Just real quickly, could you give us an idea of what the total amount is that we have in reserves so that we can see what we're taking out?
Yeah, we have 300 and...
Thank you.
Well, this is as of August.
Yeah.
We made this,
okay.
But it's $319,000.
Thank you.
So we would be approving spending up to 15,000 seven something out of the reserves, and that's what we would need, assuming we hit 148 in pledges, which we're not at yet.
Correct.
Do we want to approve spending a little bit more out of the reserves in case we don't hit 148?
I wouldn't mind rounding it up to 20,000.
Do I make a motion if I want to do that? How does that, I don't know how the motions work. Okay, I move that we increase the allowed spend from reserves from 15.7 to 20,000.
Chris Unger seconds, and then we entertain discussion.
Any discussion?
I think that we've got something out of order at the moment. We should have had a motion to approve this budget on the floor, and this being an amendment.
So let's back up, and Chris, do you want to move that we approve the budget, and then we can entertain an amendment.
So
we
need okay.
So should we hold off?
Hold off on your amendments. The amendment is not germane yet because we haven't had a motion yet.
There might want to be more discussion before
we try to approve. We'll move the approval of the budget. There can be discussion on that. There can also be a proposal of movements of amendments and discussion on the amendments, approval of amendments. So first step is a motion to approve the budget. Chris?
So I'd like to move that we approve the budget of $201,332.
So moved. Evan. Eileen seconded.
Okay.
Now.
now there can be discussion on that, or there can be proposal of amendments.
I propose an amendment. Does this have to be a friendly amendment?
Some kind of amendment.
I propose an amendment that we increase the amount that we're willing to pull from reserves from 15,732 to 20,000.
Okay, so we'll do this formally. So is there discussion of the proposed amendment? Okay, I'll restate the amendment that we would modify the budget to increase the amount that could be spent from reserves from 15,000 plus to 20,000.
Okay. Barb Park seconds. I'm also putting into the microphone again so Zoom people hear it. So I'm trying to say who's motioning and seconding. So
okay.
Barb Park seconds.
All right. So the what's open for discussion then is the amendment, so people can be discussing whether or not what they have to say about the amendment.
Hi, Rosemary Dorney, she, her. Like this?
Yes.
Okay. I wondered if we want to approve it across the board or if we want to make it contingent. What do you think, Chris?
Contingent on what?
Well, contingent on need.
Well, certainly it's contingent. We aren't going to spend it if we don't need it.
Well, I'm just wondering about how we phrase that. Because if we just say we're adding...
Well, the motion, as I understood it, was that we could spend up to $20,000 if needed.
If needed.
Correct.
Yeah, that's what I was concerned about, is the if needed. Because if we don't put that in our motion... It says we can take it out whether or not we need it.
No, we would not do that.
We wouldn't do that, but I'm just saying.
Okay, it's now stated, yes.
Okay.
All right, just a budget nerd friendly amendment to the amendment. Add the additional amount to contingency. That's the obvious place to put it. And then just a comment. So 20,000 out of whatever that was, 318,000 is, I don't know, a little more than 5%, but not 10%. That amount of spending surely seems sustainable for a bit, not forever. We do have a new minister coming on at, you know, kind of what we expect to be at for a while. So hopefully this doesn't continue indefinitely, but it could continue a bit longer. We're not really in up against the wall on any of this. So I'm happy to support all of that. So again, just a friendly change to that motion is all. Yeah, it's a friendly amendment, but yes, it is a friendly amendment to take the additional amount in the reserves that's going to make it 20,000 and put that in contingency. I'm not going to do the math, but that's my amendment.
Okay, so just put the amount that is not currently needed to be. We increase the total amount of expenditure possible by increasing contingency.
It's already in there.
It's already there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we need a second for that? Do we need a second on that? Okay, Chris Unger seconded. Okay.
Is it important that expenses and income are exactly the same?
We like to do that. It's what we're technically approving is the level of expenses. We're only guessing at what, you know, our income will be. So we can't. Yes, we'd like to present a balanced budget.
Okay.
We haven't used it last year.
Other.
I would like to know what how much the budget increased from last year.
We have. Could you go to the slide that beyond? There's one that says appendix, and there's a. Well, this okay. This is part of discussion. So,
and is
the,
that
the increase was from 183,000 in authorized? Excuse me, in expenses. Well, the expenses so far, I understand, is 174,000. Mm-hmm. The authorized amount, the actual amount of income exceeded what we're our current level of expenses for this year. So anyway, the expenses projected are from 174,000 to 201,000, but our income is actually exceeding what our expenses are.
That's what our expenses are as of the last.
About 15%.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to note, talking about what Dirk just suggested with regard to the contingency, we would not be increasing our expenses at all. We would be changing the mix of the revenues so that instead of like 148,000, it might be 146.
Patty's
seven.
Right about that.
Yeah, so we would be just changing the mix of the revenue, so a different source.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. So just to reinforce what Patty said, because of that, procedurally, I plan to vote no to the amendment to not expand the expenses side, because the allowance is to increase the amount taken from reserves to make up any income shortfall, not to increase the budgeted expenses.
Right.
Let me just clarify what I think Evan said, that we at some point we'll know how much we have in the way of pledges come in. And at that point, we can put in a number, if needed, greater than the 15,000, not to exceed 20,000. So the number that will go in there eventually will most likely be something less than 20,000. We're being authorized to put a number in there up to 20,000, but it's much.
Go back to the other page.
Sure, go back, please, John. So the authorization is not to put $20,000 in there, but put up to $20,000 to make up any shortfall between pledges and our desired expenses.
I want to express it, this is Gary Gates, I want to express a concern. I have always, ever since I joined the Prairie, I've thought we had too much in reserve. So I'm not going to oppose this motion. But we also have never had a policy as to when the reserves should be spent. We know there is no stated purpose for the reserves. I will bring this subject up later in the meeting, but I think that using reserves to meet current expenses is a warning sign that we got to be careful. And I do think we need to establish a policy on how we do handle our reserves. This year we're going to spend it.
I will say that in budgets, typically people don't spend as much as the expenses that they think they're going to spend. So generally, like as you saw for our last year's budget, I'm pretty sure we said we would spend up to a certain amount for contingency, right, Chris, for last year's budget, didn't we? That was part of it. We're not using any of our reserves for this year.
Correct.
So, I mean, yes, it's something I think we should keep in mind, but it doesn't bother me since we have such a high reserves to say to use up to 20,000 because it's just a typical budgety type, I don't know, thing to me.
My name is Donald, he, him. I think if you look at the expenses from last year and you look at what the actual amount spent, it was $10,000 difference. However, with the circumstances, I mean, all the economists say that inflation is going to go up dramatically once Trump takes office. I think it's better to be safer than sorry and include that extra money for $20,000 just to be safe instead of having to come back and have an emergency meeting and ask if we can have it done. That's my opinion. Thank you.
I just want to speak to, I absolutely agree with the amendment to increase the amount of reserve authorization spending, but I just want to speak to Gary's point. It looks like to me that on the agenda item 6 that we're going to be talking about an endowment, a potential endowment fund, and under that it also says present the endowment and or reserves use and management plan. So it looks like somebody's already thinking about what you're talking about, Gary, about giving more thought and consideration and maybe formalizing what we do with the reserves. Might that be considered part of that motion? Yeah?
Sorry if I missed this, but I wanted to clarify. Do we know where we're at on pledges now and how short we are from getting to the 148 goal?
As of my last accounting of it, we had 130,783, but I still expect some more pledges to come in. So
is there any more discussion on the proposed amendment to authorize use of reserves up to the point we may need to accommodate any shortfall in pledges? Okay, I've lost track of what the amendment to the amendment was.
That was to increase contingency.
And we don't want to do that.
The amendment was to increase contingency.
Oh, no, I guess, okay, so we have the amendment, and I've heard people say that wasn't necessary.
Correct. We still have to vote on
that. I guess we still would vote on that. Was that seconded, Dan? Was the?
Yeah.
Okay. My apologies that I hadn't kept that straight. So the discussion is on the amendment to the amendment. Is there any further discussion on the amendment to the amendment?
Well, wasn't this Dirk's?
Can you read
for the amendment to the amendment? It was moving it from something to something else. Do you want to restate it? Okay.
Yeah, the amendment, as I understand it, is to add the amount in spend reserves income item shown above to the $6,000 contingency fund on the right to make that a total of $26,000.
No.
Okay.
All right. Who knows the amendment?
Evan.
So my understanding of the amendment to the amendment was to increase the amount authorized to spend reserves from $16,000 to $20,000, but to add that $4,000 to contingency fund on the expense side. I disagree with that because that would increase our budgeted expenses and not allow the flexibility to make up shortfall of income from pledges that don't meet that level.
Okay, is there any more discussion on, I understand what Evan said, and that is the amendment to the amendment. Is there more discussion on the amendment? First of all, did you get that down, Dan? Okay.
Can I make a motion?
Discussion on the amendment to the amendment.
Yeah, we shouldn't do this because the implication is that the 201,000 is increased.
Right.
And the original proposal was to change the pledges, reduce the amount of the pledges and increase the spend reserves to 20,000, the difference taken from pledges, and not increase the 201,000. The implication of this amendment to the amendment is that we are increasing the 201,000. Therefore, I recommend voting no.
Okay. Can I close discussion or?
Okay, so any further discussion on the amendment to the amendment? Okay, all those, Mary? You can, okay, you're calling the question, but I'll let Mary speak first.
Okay, well, I had a question of Dirk. Is that what he meant to add to the total thing? If he did, I would vote no against that, as Al and Evan, I think, are both suggesting. And here's another thing I would like, just so I can follow the discussion, if you could say your name first, so we can, if we want to look at you, we can find you. I'm Mary Mullen, by the way.
Okay. I'm Renee. I make a motion to close discussion and vote on the amendment on the moment. Can I do
okay.
that?
Okay.
On the amendment to the amendment, right?
So John is waving his hand. So John, what?
We have a question from Zoom. Just a request to, right before we vote, to please restate the amendment before the vote.
Okay. Dan, can you state what you have written down about what the amendment to the amendment is?
The amendment to the amendment is to add the increased spending reserves that go from 15,000 to 20,000, that difference to add to the contingency.
Okay, and that, as people have said, would increase the authorized amount of expenditure of Prairie. John.
Also have Sue Ellerhorst on Zoom asking, I'm sure her hand is raised, I assume she wants to speak. Sue, go ahead and unmute yourself.
Okay,
Renee calls the question.
Okay. Got it? Okay. What you would do, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Yes, after this, I'm going to allow two more comments, Johanna and then Gary, and then we're going to call the question.
What you would do is reduce pledges to actual and increase the reserves to match that so you would stay on budget. That's
correct.
How you would handle that. No increase to the budget.
Correct. That's what the original amendment would do. The amendment to the amendment would increase the authorized amount of expenditure.
Call the question.
Question's been called.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to do.
So now I can informally, is there any objection to us simply moving to taking a vote on the amendment to the amendment? Okay, seeing none, the question is, do we increase the amount of any Do we take and the difference between the 15,700 and 2,000 and put that into 20,000, 15 to 20,000, approximately 4,000 something, and put that into, add that to the authorized reserve spending, increasing the authorization of the amount that Prairie can spend? That's the question.
So the question is increasing the contingency.
Contingency. Increasing its contingency by $4,000-some.
Discussion.
So all those in favor of that motion, okay, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Yeah, hold on just a minute.
Okay, John's looking.
All right. Yeah, okay. Okay.
So what was the result?
Zero.
Zero, okay. All those opposed?
Nay.
Okay, all those that abstain? Okay, the motion carries. Excuse me, the motion
fails.
The motion does not carry.
Is not
carried.
Call the question.
I'm thinking.
Renee calls to question.
So Renee is calling the question on
the original amendment.
The amendment to the amendment is not agreed to. Now the question is on the original motion to. That's correct. Okay, so I can call for a vote on closing debate, or I can simply ask, is there any objection to closing debate? If anybody objects, then I would call for a vote. So I'm not seeing any objections. So we now go to voting on the original motion, which original the
amendment.
Apologize for my misstating. Yes, the amendment.
Okay.
The original motion is the entire budget. The amendment is to authorize up to $20,000, only to an amount needed to cover the gap between pledges and the amount of authorized expenses. Okay, two thumbs up from Matt. So on that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so John is checking Zoom. John is shaking his head.
People on Zoom, please raise your virtual hand for voting. Don't type in the chat.
By the way, thank you for your patience in all of this. I still see a few smiles, so not all smiles, but. and a silly face. So what are you indicating, John?
Two yeses.
Two yeses, okay.
Three yeses.
Okay, any those ayes, noes? Abstentions?
Calling for noes?
Yes, calling for noes.
No. This
is no on the amendment to authorize up to $20,000. And that was a no on that amendment. Okay.
All right. Raise virtual hands for no's on Zoom, please.
Okay. Zero. Okay. Any abstentions?
Say raise hand.
John, any abstentions?
No.
No? Okay, good. So the amendment is agreed to. Now we're back to the main motion, which is the approval of the budget as amended. So is there any discussion?
No.
I do not see any further discussion, so I will ask for a vote on the motion to approve the budget as amended. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Raise virtual hands, please.
Okay, John is.
The react and raise hand.
Just doing virtual hands here.
This is just for Zoom people.
I'm not going to do a count if the result seems
for
obvious.
The main. This vote is for the main, but to vote to approve the main budget for yes.
So John is checking.
Thank you.
Three, okay, any no votes?
Now raise your virtual hand for no.
Okay. Any abstentions on the vote? Zero abstentions online, zero in the room. Okay.
You didn't vote for no. I don't know where we are at this now.
Well, we're voting.
You didn't call for no votes.
No, I think I did. I called for no votes. So the main motion is agreed to. We have passed the budget for $201,000 plus. Thank you, everyone. And thank you for the amendment as well. So thank you, Chris, yes. So the next item of business relates to the Committee on Ministry. When Prairie has a minister, the Committee on Ministry is active, and two of the roles of the Committee on Ministry are to be a sounding board for the minister, a place where they can go and get feedback on questions that they don't feel are appropriate to ask elsewhere, or to get another opinion about a question they may have. And another role for the Committee on Ministry is to be providing feedback on how Prairie in general is doing on its ministry, not just the activities of the minister, but how all of the other committees and the board are doing in terms of meeting our mission and vision. So those are two of the roles that the Committee on Ministry has. So in my view, it's quite important. So we have two vacancies in the Committee on Ministry. Ann Pryor is continuing. She has a one-year term yet to serve. And then nominating committee has identified two candidates. Is there someone here from the nominating committee who would like to move that these candidates be?
Al moves, yeah, that we accept this slate of nominees for the Committee on Ministry.
Okay, Mary Mullen second.
All right. Any discussion? Ralph?
Okay, hold on.
What's this one?
The candidates for a three-year term are Johanna Hatch, and for a two-year term, Avalon Hakus. So.
Yeah, Rev. Ralph, he, him. It is customary on the committee of ministry is to allow the minister to select at least one member of that committee. Hmm. And that's usually the custom that is honored, and it was honored before when I served as a minister here at Prairie from 2005 to 2010. So I just wondered how you can allow for the new minister to select one member of that committee on their own.
Okay, why don't we take that question to the board for our next board meeting? So any more discussion on the motion?
Mary Mullen, I would want to refer to the bylaws before anything more would be done on, maybe having another member of the committee that the minister would select. I don't know what it says. I don't have the bylaws in front of me.
I'll look it up while.
This is Matt. To Ralph's question, it seems like if we approve these members and the Committee on Ministry is three people, then there wouldn't be any option for the board to take in terms of giving the new minister a chance to select somebody. So it seems like this is something that we ought to discuss now instead of waiting.
Okay.
Heidi Hughes, she, her. It's my recollection, but I'm not certain, that the bylaws might have been changed since Ralph has stated what he just stated. I think they were changed.
That's correct, Heidi. Rachel on Zoom just mentioned that.
Okay, so they were changed, and so that no longer applies. Now, if the minister, well, we have to go by the bylaws, but there could certainly be another person on committee on ministry instead of three people. We could absolutely have four people. So that's what I...
Okay, here, I'll read it.
Okay, here's the bylaws, 10.2. The committee on ministry shall consist of three society members serving three-year rotating terms. One new member shall be elected each year at congregational meeting in the fall to a term commencing on December 1st. Members of the committee may not concurrently be members of the board or nominating committee. No member of the committee shall serve more than two full terms consecutively. That's what it says. It says one new member, though. Oh.
I'm sorry.
I'm thinking that our new minister really doesn't know the congregation well enough to have much influence on that. But after 1 year, we will have an opening, and we certainly can give her a chance to have some say at that point with the nominating committee as to who's selected. So that just, you know, that would cover both those things.
So my understanding of the reading of the bylaws is that we are correctly voting to fill the seats on the Committee on Ministry, and we can take Barb's suggestion that we look next year and Ralph's suggestion next year after she would know our congregation and know who she might want to have on the committee and take that into consideration. So with that, may I, is there any other discussion or may I go to a vote? All those in favor of approving the slate of candidates, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, John's, okay, so, checking the ayes online.
People on Zoom, please vote by raising your virtual hand for yes. Three
in favor?
Okay, four.
Four in favor. Okay, all those opposed?
Just a second.
Checking online.
All right. All right, people on Zoom, go ahead and raise your virtual hand for no. Okay.
Zero online. Abstentions? Checking online. Zero. Okay, so the motion is agreed to. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for the check. I appreciate Ralph's comments too. That I recall in the past that we did have one member who was the minister had a say in who was on the committee. So the final motion for us to consider today is one to form what we initially called an endowment planning committee. And as we've gotten comments, we've somewhat broadened the charge to this committee somewhat beyond the notion of coming up with a plan for an endowment to a more generalized plan for the management of at least some portion of our reserves in a manner that could allow for both longer term sustainable expenditure and also the possibility of use for one-time larger expenses. So it's somewhat more general than a more formal endowment would be. So let me just give you a little bit of context about how we, the board, arrived at this motion. We had a listening session. Well, there was the observation that we've had money come in a gift from the Laux family, and we also have quite substantial reserves. And so the question arose, is there interest in forming something like an endowment to use those funds for a longer-term sustainable funding of things that would be in line with our mission and vision? So I had a listening session on November 15th, and there was a mix of responses, many ideas about how we might go about looking at the management of the reserves, either in the form of endowment or some other fashion. And the board looked at those comments and thought there was sufficient interest in forming a committee to come up with a solid proposal. So that's the intent of the motion today, to set up a planning committee that would come back to the congregation with a more concrete proposal about how we would manage these funds now, which are in just CDs and not earning a whole lot. I mean, they're earning CD amounts of interest. So some of the purposes for a something like an endowment are to have a management framework that we can point to when somebody wants to give money, a bequest to a prairie, and they'd like to know how is it going to be managed. That's one purpose. Second purpose is to allow for the possibility that those funds could allow for sustainable flow of funding for prairie activities or possibly outside activities, social action activities. A third part of the plan could be that we would allow for a flow, an annual flow of amount, you know, funding amounts that would be based on a certain percentage of the assets, but also allow for the prospect of, you know, one time or limited time larger expenses from the capital, have that be a feature of it. And then finally, by setting up this framework, it would allow us to do investments that are, you know, somewhat more risky, but also would provide higher return. So those are all elements for and reasons that we might want to set this up or do planning to set this up. Now, this motion is intended to give the planning committee some latitude, but also give it some notion of, you know, kind of general parameters for what we're asking them to do. So you can look on the order of service. There is the wording of the motion, and it's a little bit involved because it both wants to give latitude to the planning group, but also give some sideboards. So I'll touch on those elements. So the motion is to establish either an endowment / plan giving funds or reserve management planning committee. So it could consider the possibility of a more formal endowment, which would have legal papers, or it could be something less formal, like a board policy statement. So those are all possibilities. But it would have the key purpose of the funds would be to fund activities that are in line with Prairie's mission and vision. And it would be in line with what is known as a quasi-endowment, because in addition to having the feature where you take a certain percentage of the assets each year, 4 to 5%, in exceptional circumstances, there could be taking a larger portion of the capital for a special project. So that's why we call it a quasi-endowment. And the beneficiaries could be either Prairie U Society, and we've had some people say it should only focus on giving funds to Prairie UU. Others have said we really need to be also considering giving funds for social justice issues outside of Prairie. So those are both things that have been suggested, and the planning committee could consider. And for investments, we could have one or two investment funds, depending upon who we think the beneficiaries ought to be. And then these investments would be in some mix of stocks and bonds that would allow for greater appreciation, the intent being that they would appreciate over time more than the 4 to 5% of earnings that would be made. And the composition of the planning committee would include the finance chair. Chris requested to be on the committee, so I agreed to that. That would be a good idea. One or two board members of the Board of Trustees, and then one additional person that the nominating committee would identify for us. And the potential initial funding could come from some combination of the Laux family gift and or the current reserves. So in order to get the discussion going, I would like to request that motion be made for this motion. So Ann Pryor, I see Ann moves this motion. Is there a second?
Could we have the wording of the motion?
The motion is on the whole thing. The whole thing is on the order of service, yes.
Donald seconds.
Donald seconds, okay. So Ann moves and Donald seconds. Okay, so.
I was surprised that the committee will be disbanded once the parish approves the documents.
There will be a follow-on committee that will be the management committee.
I'm sorry?
This would just be a planning committee. There would be a...
Up there, it says the planning committee will disband.
That's correct.
No. All right. My point is we're implying that the congregation is going to approve the documents. I see it up there. This is the... Right. Do you understand what I'm saying? The wording should be amended. It's on the second. Eileen, I don't want to see that. Thank you. Could you put up what was there before the actual motion?
And would changing the word will disband to
would. So on the right side, do you see it says that the planning committee will disband after parish approval of documents, after parish votes whether to approve the documents or not?
Yes.
Okay, that's not what that says, though. So.
Suggest alternate wording, please.
Yeah. That the planning committee will disband after parish votes whether to approve the documents.
Okay. Can I take that as a friendly amendment? Any objection? I will take that as a friendly amendment. Al, do you have a parliamentary point?
No.
Okay, great. Thank you. Al historically has been a very, very helpful in parliamentary matters. I'm just checking soon.
I would like to move a substitute motion, and after that, I would like to express why I feel that is necessary.
Could you just pause for a second, Gary? I want to make sure that Dan gets down the change in wording. Then I'll.
We have a motion on the floor. Yeah.
Right. I'm waiting. I'm just asking to wait for Dan to get the wording down. Okay. Dan's got the wording down. Okay, so I take that as a friendly amendment that the motion on the floor is the one as amended by Ann's suggestion. So, Gary, go ahead.
I would like to move a substitute motion, and after it is on the floor, I would like to comment on why I think it.
Could you?
I would like to move a substitute motion, and after it is on the floor, I would like to express why I feel a substitute motion is necessary.
Gary is proposing a substitute motion.
And the motion that I would like to move is move that the board establish a committee to study and make recommendations on the purpose, use, and investment of Prairie's financial reserves, period.
Okay, so we have a substitute motion that has been moved. My understanding of substitute motions is that we now take up the question of the substitute motion, and I rule that it's germane because it's related to the issue of our use of reserves, at least in part. And Mary has seconded. Gary, why don't you come up here? I think it'd be easier to hear you and ask you to state your substitute motion again.
Thank you, Ken. Gary Gates. The reason I have...
Can you read it again? Just for...
Okay. The motion was move that the board establish a committee to study and make recommendations on the purposes, use, and investment of Prairie's financial reserves. I feel that the original motion is premature. It presumes that we're going to establish an endowment fund because we got a gift. It says we can use the reserves, but it doesn't say what the purpose of the other reserves are for. I'm not sure that an endowment fund is necessarily the best way to proceed. I'm not opposed to the idea totally, but we're creating a need for a lawyer to draft a document and potentially create legal problems in the future if someone says, oh, you aren't doing it the way we're supposed to. I think that just saying that what we're going to use the Lauchs gifts for would be quite sufficient without having to go through the legal process of developing rules and laws that say, oh, you can be subject to a lawsuit if you do this. I think that we need to establish and have needed for years to establish rules on the use of our financial reserves. The Lauchs is just a small addition to that. We really look at the whole picture, not just one piece of it.
So discussion on the substitute motion. I see John will get, John has.
Yeah. This is actually for me.
I know.
Who's up first?
Al first.
Okay, sorry.
Gary, thank you. I will vote yes on this motion, and that saves me from urging you to vote no on the other motion. The primary reason why I would urge no on the original motion was that we didn't budget for the attorney. I had asked a question at our last meeting when we were discussing this as an estimated cost of the attorney, and the result was we don't have money in our budget to hire this attorney, and we need a planning process for this, and so I urge you to vote yes on this substitute motion. And then once we've substituted, vote yes to approve it.
So John has his hand up on behalf of someone on Zoom, I think. So
actually, this one's on behalf of me.
Okay, go ahead.
I just want to wholeheartedly agree with Gary. He just read my mind and said exactly what I was going to propose also.
This is Evan Creed, he, him. I further support the substitute motion. I think this was really well thought out, but some of the specific bullet points, including restricting the recommendations to be calculated annual distribution based off of prior 3 years of asset of values, limits options for things like the UU Common Endowment Fund, which calculates its distribution based off of the prior 13 quarters. So I think this is too prescriptive, and the substitute motion would allow the committee to explore more options and make recommendations to the community.
Point of information.
I'm not much on finance, so I need to ask. We've talked a lot about our reserves and the 15 to 20,000 that we want to add as a contingency to this coming year's budget. Would we have provisions for setting aside what we talk about for an endowment fund if we establish it, so that it would not be, none of that would be available for what we just borrowed from reserves, that 15 to 20.
That would be open to the planning committee to make a suggestion.
Yeah, but it is an issue, and I was...
Would be one of the issues the planning committee would
one
be.
One of many. Okay,
yeah,
just wondered if we had thought about that.
So other discussion of Gary's substitute motion?
I also support Gary's substitute amendment. I think what's been presented here might serve as a guideline to that group that's formed to talk about the planning. The current motion as presented there by Ken is very detailed and complicated. And, you know, the planning group might get hung up on trying to decipher through it as to are we doing it right or not. But if you do it with the second motion, that it's a much more open process. Furthermore, if we were to vote for the first one, I would say with the distribution to make sure that the distribution occurs at the same time as we're talking about the budget, so it's not two financial things that happen at the same time.
This is Dirk for those on Zoom. I too support Gary's motion, and I was also thinking that I'd rather see something come back to the membership that's a fully formed, this is what it's going to be. I think while I appreciate the work done behind this, I think it's sort of in between, and then you're going to form a planning committee. I just let the planning committee go off and look at things. I'd also would like to suggest looking at the wisdom of other UU congregations that have formed similar groups. I know I've seen one in Eau Claire. There was another one back where we used to go in Bloomington, Indiana. I'm sure some quick conversations with them might yield something. Then my final point is I'd like to see an end date on this, but I hope it would be within 6 months, but that's just me. I think we have been looking at this for a while. I'd like to see some movement on it. Thanks.
Gary, I appreciate, I do have a question for clarification on your substitute motion. Since it's replacing this whole thing, I don't think it addressed composition or formation of said committee. Well, he has a new motion that replaces it, and it needs to speak to formation and composition.
You're right, I did not specify what, I left it up to the board to determine what the committee should be. I have no problem with the composition that is proposed here, and I would presume the board would proceed with exactly the same composition.
Matt?
So, question, does that mean the substitute motion's language now includes this language for composition, or it includes language saying at the discretion of the board?
There's no amendment to the motion. We can take, I guess the board can take as advisory his recent comment.
So I'll make a friendly amendment to Gary's substituted motion. Oh, it has to be accepted first? Okay. Friendly amendment.
No, I think we can make amendments. We can make amendments to a substitute.
With composition at the discretion of the board.
So, okay. So the friendly amendment, the board has discretion to identify people in any group that would be undertaking his suggested action. So any other discussion on the substitute motion?
Can you reread it?
I'm going to reread it, Dan, and then we can vote on it. So let me just tell you the procedure here. So once if the substitute motion is agreed to, then it becomes the main motion.
Yeah, Gary's motion is to move that the board establishes a committee to study and make recommendations on the purposes, use, and investments of Prairie's financial reserves with the composition of the committee at the discretion of the board.
John has his hand raised.
This
John.
Is from Rachel on Zoom. She says she would like the amendment to expressly include that the committee discuss possible endowment fund.
Okay.
Friendly amendment? Or?
Is that a request for a friendly amendment?
Rachel, is that a request for friendly amendment? Yes.
So we have a request, Gary, we have a request for a friendly amendment that the discussions include possibility of an endowment. I'm sorry, Gary says he has no problem, so Dan indicate that they could also discuss the possibility of an endowment.
That was from Rachel Long.
Thank you once again, everybody's patience. We're not seeing quite so many smiles.
This was going to take like 3 hours.
Oh, this is so far we're doing pretty well in the realm of Prairie Historic Prairie congregational meeting. So we're playing nicely, which I appreciate everybody.
And some of us have done a lot of
that. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Can I call the question?
So Dirk's going to call the question, but rather than taking a vote, it could, by is there any objection to us voting on the substitute amendment? Now, I apologize because we're only voting on becoming the main amendment, and we'll have to vote again. So we're voting on it, the substitute being approved to become the main motion. So all those in favor of approving the substitute to become the main motion, say aye.
Aye.
John's are checking. Four in favor. Okay, all those opposed.
Okay, raise virtual hands now for opposed.
Zero. Any abstentions? Two in the room, I see. Zero online. So the amendment, the substitute is approved to become the main motion. Is there any discussion now that is the main motion? Patty.
I'd just like to state a caveat. And just to like, you know, sometimes I feel like we're having budget discussions and money discussions, and we say, oh, you know, we have like $300,000 in our reserves. And, you know, I feel like what I hear is like, oh, we have all this money and we could be like Uncle Scrooge and dance around in our little money and our coins and stuff. And, but, you know, the thing is, every year we have a shortage in trying to raise our budget, you know, so there is another part of our financial picture where we need to like be able to raise the money that we use in the current year for our current year expenses, and then also be able to do things, other things besides just think about using our reserves. And that's like, you know, what if we want our minister to be a full-time minister, you know, so those are, and we would want to fund that, I would think, out of current operating revenues and mostly like pledges. So I would like just wholeheartedly support Gary's amendment the original way it was, although I will vote on it as it was amended. But just to know that, you know, that money, we shouldn't think about locking up that money, because it might be a time where we need to have it. And if you think about your own personal expenses, there might be times where you have to dip into your savings for some emergency kind of thing. So just a caveat.
Andy?
I don't want to shut anyone down, but I just wanted to remind everyone that there's a lot of squirmy little kids downstairs that would like to move on. Okay. So if there's nothing too urgent.
All right, well, that's an incentive to move on. Any other discussion on the main motion, which is Gary's substitute as amended and amended and approved. Okay, I don't see any requests for, so I will ask for a vote on, do you want to read the motion again, please?
We move that the board establishes a committee to study and work and make recommendations on the purposes, use, and investment of Prairie's financial reserves. Let's see. Where is it?
It's somewhere over here at the board.
Oh, yes. Two. And this would include the
The board makes the.
Oh, at the. Yeah, yeah. At the. And to do this at the discretion of the board.
Composition.
composition of the committee is the...
Where is it?
You're right here. Composition of committee allows the board to determine on the amendment.
Oh, yes. Okay. The composition of the committee would be at the discretion of the board.
And open to the possibility of forming an endowment. The discussions would include.
Yeah, discussions would include the possibility of forming an endowment.
Okay, all those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Raise virtual hand, please. Four.
Four. Okay, all those opposed? Seeing none in the room, John is checking.
Raise virtual hands for no, please.
Zero online. Abstentions. Two abstentions. Any abstentions online, John?
Nope.
Nope, okay. So the motion is agreed to. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Gary, and thank you for all the good discussion.
Can we move adjournment? No.
No.
Thank you, Ken.
A couple other things. The main thing to approve yet are the committee reports. And I want to apologize. My exercise, my experiment using ChatGPT for summaries did not work. In fact, I will read. Mary indicated that the report for the Archives Committee was, maybe I should say, very wrong. So they said the actual facts, according to Mary, the Archives Committee will be providing materials to the Wisconsin Historical Society, and the ones we are collecting to give to the Wisconsin Historical Society are Prairie Fires, Parish, and Board Minutes. So, main point, don't believe what I put in. I neglected to check the contents completely. I will go over and verify what's in the summary and get a verified summary out to you folks. So I request to approve the full reports of...
They were emailed out.
The full reports of the committees were emailed out, and I'm asking for acceptance and approval of those reports. May I have a motion? Donald moves. Any second? Andy seconds. I will not even ask for discussion. Mary, okay.
No.
Patty, I'm sorry.
Mary's my partner.
Yes, I apologize.
All right. So I just want to say that I would like to discourage you from using that format or whatever that's called. Yeah, not to do that, because I know our membership committee put a lot of effort into writing our committee report, and I prefer that if we do edits to it, it comes back to us. And all the committee reports come from the individual committees, so it's the voice from the committees, and I don't think it should be filtered.
Yeah. My apologies. My intent was not fulfilled.
Clarifying question. This is Paula, she, her. Was the Archives Committee the only one where the information got
There are other things that I recognize that were missing, at least. So I will have to go back and check to see.
So
we're not approving the summary. Just ignore the summary, please. The thing we're asking you to approve is the entire reports. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we're approving the original committee reports,
correct,
not the summary.
Correct,
okay,
correct,
I misunderstood.
Correct,
I thought
correct.
You had rewritten the
no,
archives.
No.
Okay, got
so,
it. Thank you.
Nancy.
This is Nancy. I just had one comment. I wanted to remind everybody that the full committee report is on the member page of our website. So. They were emailed and also sent multiple times in the News of the Week with a link.
So I'll ask for a vote. All those in favor of approving the full committee reports?
Aye.
Opposed?
Well, just a second.
Okay, John, look at the ayes.
On line three.
Three ayes, noes.
All from Schroffnagel.
Abstentions. Eileen's abstaining.
All from Schroffnagel. Aye.
Thank you. The committee reports are approved. So with that, with my appreciation, I adjourn our meeting. Thank you, everyone. Move. Okay. Okay.
Paula seconded. Was that
all those in favor of adjourning?
Discussion.
Okay, Rick, please.
I think we should take under discussion connections through the internet. For a long time, Prairie's just had members only present to vote on issues. I'm sorry for those people that are online that aren't here. There have been a few times that I drove a ways to get here to be present, you know. But I just, you know, I'm not against it, but I just think we should take some consideration of how we do this. I'm for people being able to come online if they're in the hospital or something. But if they're in the city here, I think they should be here. So, well, I know. And so for Rachel and Martin, I understand they can't be here. They're in California. And their participation is important because they consider all this stuff when they come on boards. But I do think we should consider the issue in regards to that.
Evan?
I call the question to adjourn.
Rather than voting on the question, is there any objection to voting on adjournment? Seeing none, all those in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.